Here we go. Bubba Cranks Cleveland.
Hey, this is Advantage Auto Lot.
Hey, how you doing? How you doing, sir? I'm hoping you can help me. You there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, real quick, listen, sir. I need a very specialized vehicle, and I was Googling, and it seems like you do a really good job of helping people get into the vehicles that they need. Can you help me out, sir?
Of course I can. I'm glad you found us, and I'm glad you went online and found us, because we just kind of put that stuff up right now, and I'm glad that I can help you out.
You got some good reviews, I got to tell you, and I'm looking for good reviews because I got very specialized transportation I need. I got myself a gator named Allie the Alligator, and I'm looking for a vehicle capable of transporting my pet alligator. I like to take them out there. I like to socialize them.
Okay, yeah, that's understandable. Yeah, I'm glad that you... I can definitely help you out with a car that can help you with
that. Well, sir, I don't know if a car is quite big enough for my pet gator, Allie. Allie the Alligator, I done got him, and he's full size. Yeah. And, you know, my idea is that I want my gator to be as socialized as possible. So I want him to interact with as many people as I possibly can, take him for a walk at maybe like the Home Depot. Okay. I see people walking dogs through the Home Depot. You know, he's about 12 feet. He's about 12 feet long.
12 feet.
Okay, weighs about 800 pounds. So I need a vehicle that can transport them.
Okay, great. So maybe something with either towing capability or also something, I don't know if you want something with a hatchback kind of deal where you kind of keep them inside, or we could do, we have a lot of cars. We have actually a nice Ford truck right now for you that's got a great price. And I think, you know, if you do it, if you fit them in diagonally, I think we can get 12 feet. We can fit him in there.
Is he going to be comfortable? Because I plan on taking him a lot of places. Because I need him to be comfortable. He's like my family pet. He's like family to me, so I need him to be comfortable. Okay. Like, is it one of those big transport vehicles that maybe he can stretch out there? Because I want him to meet as many people as possible.
You know, I just got something on the lot about 3 days ago. It could be work. It's a great cargo van right now. It's a white cargo van. It actually has 14 feet in the back. So
you got a 14-foot cargo van? Allie, do you hear that? They may have a van for us. And now, let me ask you a question. The inside of the van, like, is it something because he is not house training? When a gator goes, a gator goes.
Oh, yeah. You know what? It's something, it's very easily can be cleaned. So if there is something, it's a very clean car right now, but we could actually have something in there where we can include some mats.
This is unbelievable. I didn't know this is easy. You definitely got a good car lot that you think you can take care of somebody who wants to take his gator around and meet a lot of people, right? That's kind of crazy. See, you got something? So you think I should drive down there?
I do think that, yeah, I definitely think I can hook you up with either, you know, a nice Ford truck that we got right now. Again, it's only 12 feet.
What about that van? Wait, I thought you said we got a van that's like 14 feet. That's what I'm looking for.
We do have that one. But, you know, there's a lot of people interested in it. So, I suggest you get down here
immediately.
Soon. Yeah.
Hey,
I would say immediately if you could today.
Could you
come down today?
Listen, I know what else I can do today.
Okay.
I can tell you that this is
We can actually do this over the phone. There's a way that I can get our finance. I could talk to him and we can set up something and we can actually have a person transport this cargo van if that's the one that you're interested in.
Oh, there's one other thing. This is a prank phone call.
What?
My name is actually Bubba. I'm calling from a radio station in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And we do something called Bubba Cranks Cleveland, and you've just been cranked live on the radio in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, Cleveland, Ohio.
This is my profession. This is what I'm supposed to be doing.
Sir, okay? did you really believe that I was going to try to buy a vehicle that could transport an alligator? There's a reason that your car lot has one-star reviews.
Buddy, people do weird things, okay? I'm not here to judge, right? I'm supposed to be
one
doing my job.
One-star reviews.
And you would have gotten that. You would have gotten that.
One-star reviews.
Vehicle with me. Now, you know what? Don't ever call here again, you know?
Yeah?
Ever.
So I can't bring my alligator!
to check them out? I can't. Oh, he hung up on me. I got a little mad. I don't know why. But just so you know, as a little backstory, I found the car lot with the worst reviews I could possibly find. And that's who I called for Bubba Cranks Cleveland.